We continue to pray for our education in California and in San Bernardino County. Today's focus is classroom behavior. It is one of the main reasons teachers are quitting. They find that there is a rising behavior issues. So why? What can be done about it? So we're going to pray into this concern. Elementary school teachers report increasing behavioral problems among young students, even the littlest kids. They've seen more biting, kicking, and wandering. Teachers say students are more disruptive during lessons, and they even lash out physically. They're more defiant. They wander around without permission. They interrupt. They're disrespectful. Many teachers are frustrated, want help, and more training on classroom management, which increased 51% from last year. Researchers blame it partially on the pandemic. They found toddlers born during the pandemic are not in school. They show significantly lower verbal motor and overall cognitive performance compared to toddlers born in the previous decade. And the pandemic babies would now be around six and in first grade. Several of them were unable to go to preschool, and so they lost out on some of the social experience that would help them transition into school. Other factors are the academic tasks that got increased at an earlier age, less time for recess, which research proves is better for students. Children are on their screens more than ever, which is causing more anxiety, depression, aggression, and hyperactivity. You want to know where the mental health problems come from? Too much screen time for everyone. Needs to change. Veteran teachers noticed students were not as independent and they struggled to manage their emotions, get started on assignments, and ask for help. Well, there's a lot of debate out there on which style to use, either the praise or the consequence style. Students are so varied in how their parents discipline them, and so there is no approach that fits one size as a solution. So, Father, we lift up the classroom behavior issues in the schools in our county. We pray, God, for teachers to have ideas to help in better managing their students that fits with their own personality style, whether it's praise or consequence or a combination thereof. We pray that there would be support from administration and parents, that they would have collaborative conversations on how their student, their child, can perform better in class and behave well. What are the guidelines that the parent agrees to? And the teacher agrees to. They come up with collective ways to make sure things happen. And that there would be clear guidelines what is expected and what happens if they're not met. Boundaries for safety, that teachers would be supported when hurt by students, that it wouldn't always be blaming on the teacher, and that there would not be students getting away with things. On the other hand, that both teachers and students have boundaries, so no one is allowed to go beyond certain lines, especially during a conflict, a tirade, and what to do if there is physical abuse on either side. We also pray that prayer would go back into schools. We know that that would help, and that teachers, parents who know the Lord, and students would pray around the campus and surrender that campus and the education and the classrooms to you and let people see that the rooms that are doing the best have people who have been praying. We pray for our students, teachers, administration, and the like, all those involved with education to get saved, transformed by the gospel, and that would bring reformation in the classroom behavior in the class, in school, in Jesus' name.